Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Cantata on Invocavit Sunday, the first Sunday in Lent. My name is Tapani Simayoki and I'm the pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham. Go to oslc.org.uk to find out more about the congregation I serve. If you want to get in touch with me about this program, write to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. It's always a pleasure to receive listener comments and feedback. As I explained last week, in the penitential season of Lent, no cantatas were performed in the Lutheran Church. If you like, the Church gave up extra adornments for Lent, as she still does today in different ways. For example, by omitting the Great Gloria and by leaving out Alleluias both in the liturgy and in the hymns. Therefore, I am unable to present to you a Bach cantata written for Invocavit Sunday. This gives us an opportunity to hear some cantatas we wouldn't otherwise hear in the course of this year. Of the surviving cantatas, somewhere around 20 were composed for occasions other than Sundays or main festivals. So for the next few weeks, we will be surveying some of those. This week's cantata is one of the earliest Bach ever wrote. In 1707, at the age of 22, Bach got his first full-time musical post as the organist of St. Blasius Church in Mühlhausen, a post he evidently found satisfying. It was in Mühlhausen that he began to write church cantatas. On the 30th of May 1707, just before Bach took up his post at St. Blasius, a terrible fire devastated the city, destroying 360 houses. The city responded by holding a penitential service 2 months later in July. It seems likely that cantata number 131 was first performed at that occasion. Therefore, it is also an ideal cantata to hear in Lent. The text of the cantata is the 130th psalm, Aus der Tiefe rufe ich her zu dir, out of the depths I cry unto thee, O Lord, mainly out of Luther's translation of the Bible. The young Bach set this text in a style that paid homage to his forebears, using a motet style favoured among others by his older cousin Johann Christoph, as well as many other North German composers. The recording we are about to hear is taken from Volume 2 of Bach Collegium Japan's Complete Cycle. In the accompanying booklet, Masaaki Suzuki wrote of his fondness both for Psalm 130 and for this setting, in words that are worth quoting in full. It is a great pleasure for me to present here Volume 2 of the first complete recording of J.S. Bach's cantatas by a Japanese ensemble. This volume, as part 2 of the Mühlhausen cantatas, consists of 3 cantatas including BWV 131, which is based on my favourite psalm, Psalm 130. This psalm tells of the depths of our sin, and traditionally it seems that the descending fifth interval was often employed to express these depths. Both Luther's chorale, Aus tiefer Not schrei ich zu dir, from depth of woe I cry to thee, which Bach later used in his cantata number 38, and Psalm 130 of the Genevan Psalter compiled by John Calvin, begin with this motif of the descending fifth. Bach too opens his cantata BWV 131 with this same motif, and relates the words of the psalm with deep passion. In fact, the sense of sin against the absolute being does not exist in the traditional Japanese mentality. In Japan, sin has always been something relative, and it is believed that sins are washed away as time passes. However, sin, as taught in the Bible, can be forgiven only by God, and not by one's own self. Therefore, in this cantata, Bach stresses that only God can give forgiveness by using the dissonant major seventh chord and its resolution only once on the word Vergebung, forgiveness, in the second movement of the cantata. The longing for God is sung fervently by the alto and tenor, and the night watch waits longingly for the morning, which signifies redemption, as expressed in the sustained tone in the tenor aria. Bach's cantatas continue to tell the Bible's messages vividly through the universal language of music, just like the biblical stories portrayed in stained glass in churches, even in this predominantly non-Christian country, Japan. Thus far, Masaaki Suzuki, and I must say, I couldn't have put it better myself. The cantata opens with an orchestral sinfonia, leading into the opening chorus, which is dominated by the descending fifth Suzuki mentions in his introduction, with the word tiefer, depth, at the depths of the phrase. Aus der Tiefe. The gentle, lamenting opening sets the words, Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. It is followed by a fast fugue on the words, Lord, hear my voice, let your ears be attentive to the words of my supplication. What's notable about the setting of these latter words is the demanding tone in the brisk walking bass and vigorous rhythms. In Bach's voice, the people of Mühlhausen are not merely imploring God, but they call on his promise. This leads without a break into a bass aria. If you, O Lord, should keep a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. In the background, the soprano sings a slow cantus firmus, the second verse of the hymn by Bartholomäus Ringwald, Herr Jesu Christ, du höchstes Gut, Lord Jesus Christ, you highest good, a contemporary song of lamentation. Have mercy on me in such torment, remove it from my heart, for you have atoned for it with pains of death upon the cross, so that I might not with grievous woe perish in my sins, or despair for evermore. Throughout, the aria is accompanied by a plaintive oboe, which draws out both the intense sorrow and the intense hope of psalmist and hymn writer alike. The central movement is a hope-filled chorus, which acts like a pivot in the whole piece, just as this verse in the psalm does. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word do I hope. The first line is stated three times on bright major chords connected with ornamented vocal runs in a deliberately archaic style. The rest of the movement is a slow and deliberate fugue, with the remaining second line of the text, My soul waits, repeated again and again in the overlapping voice parts. The harmony is full of deliberate tensions, resolved only to be repeated immediately afterwards. This helps to create an atmosphere of yearning, of waiting for the resolution of the psalmist's longing for the Lord's merciful response. The musical resolution finally comes in the final chords, which declare where the psalmist and every believer can expect to find the resolution to his yearning for God. In his word do I hope. In these 3 minutes of magical word setting, the young Bach demonstrated his ability to preach powerful sermons through his music, an ability which he would put into incredible use over the next 4 decades. The following tenor aria, though in a minor key, is nevertheless bright, full of the hope found in God's promise in his word. My soul waits from one morning watch to another. This phrase is repeated over and over again. Having found a ground of confidence in God's word, the psalmist waits eagerly but patiently until God answers. In the background, the alto sings the fifth verse of Ringwald's hymn as an explanation of the psalmist's patient waiting. Especially since I in my mind, as I have for a long time lamented, am also a troubled sinner, gnawed by his conscience, and would willingly in your blood be washed clean from my sins, like David and Manasseh. The final movement demonstrates Bach at his most imaginative, setting the remaining words of the psalm, Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all her iniquities. The mood of each section of this movement is tailor-fitted to the words, from the stately opening call to Israel to heed the psalmist's words, hope in the Lord, to the contemplative hymn-like, for with the Lord there is mercy, to the vigorous, with him is plenteous redemption, to the final fugue, he shall redeem Israel from all her iniquities, which concludes on the inconclusive dominant chord, entirely confident of the Lord's redemption, though still waiting for it. Silent, silent, silent. Here then is BWV 131, Bach's penitential cantata, Aus der Tiefe rufe ich her zu dir, performed by the choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan with the soloists Midori Suzuki, soprano, Yoshikazu Mera, countertenor, Gerd Türk, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The conductor is Masaki Suzuki. The recording is found on Volume 2 of Bach Collegium Japan's complete cantata cycle, released on the BIS label and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eClassical.com.
Of the stigma of the Ich fühle
Thank you for listening to Sunday Cantata. May God bless you richly in this Lenten season as you fix your eyes on the redemption He has brought to the world in the death and resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. I look forward to your company again next week. I am Tapani Simoyoki, pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church, Fareham, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.